From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Attacks on American troops over the past few days are the deadliest since U.S. forces toppled Saddam Hussein last month. Four American soldiers have been killed in the past 2 days by unidentified Iraqi gunmen. The shootings raise new questions about security in Iraq. As Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad, they follow assurances from the chief U.S. administrator, Paul Bremer, that the country was coming under control.
The weapons opened up from all over, said a military spokesman today who described the firefight that ended with 2 dead and 9 injured American soldiers. The incident was in Fallujah, a 90-mile drive west of Baghdad. It's a town favored by Saddam Hussein during his regime, still a center for Saddam loyalists and Ba'ath Party members. Captain David Connolly is a U.S. Army spokesman.
I can tell you that U.S. soldiers responded with Bradley fighting vehicles. Initial reports say that they killed 2 of the attackers and captured 6 others.
U.S. soldiers have run into trouble in Fallujah before. In April, U.S. troops killed 18 Iraqis and wounded many more when they fired on violent crowds protesting the U.S. troops' presence in the town. The latest attack came last night after soldiers from the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment set up a traffic control point on the outskirts of the city. As they stopped a truck loaded with AK-47s, 2 men in a car following opened fire. When the American soldiers returned fire, other gunmen from inside the town started shooting. A U.S. medical helicopter sent in to pick up the wounded was destroyed when a U.S. armored vehicle ran into it. 3 more Americans were injured. It was the 2nd deadly day for American troops struggling to impose control on a country bristling with weapons and pockets of resistance. Yesterday, 2 American soldiers were killed and 4 wounded in a series of ambushes in Baghdad and north of the capital.
Every week we've had some type of attack, whether it's drive-by shootings or RPGs. Or yesterday was a landmine.
Major General Buford Blount heads the 3rd Infantry Division, a key U.S. force in the war to topple Saddam. His troops now enforce the uneasy peace in Baghdad. He and other military officials insist that the renewed guerrilla activity is not an organized resistance.
It's really isolated. You know, you have some remnants of the Fedayeen that are out there and some of the Ba'ath Party members that are still trying to be active and still target us. It was like the attack yesterday was, you know, was one person. You know, it wasn't a squad or a platoon or just, you know, just one person.
But the events of the last 2 days puts the focus back on the security of U.S. forces, even as the U.S. administrator, Paul Bremer, tried to shift attention to rebuilding Iraq's economy and infrastructure. Iraqis are well-armed, with weapons looted from military warehouses. U.S. officials have ordered all Iraqis to turn in their weapons by next month or face punishment. But until they feel safe, Iraqis are not likely to disarm. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.